Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madol. On Monday, Elon Musk's SpaceX just made one of the biggest moves in telecom history, a $17 billion deal to buy wireless spectrum from EchoStar. Now, I know what you're thinking, another Musk headline, but this one is different. This isn't about rockets or Mars. This is about your phone, your data plan, and the future of global connectivity. This is the Tech It For Me podcast. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
Let's start with the basics. On Monday, September 8th, SpaceX announced it's buying wireless spectrum rights from EchoStar in a deal worth about $17 billion. It's a mix of cash, stock, and debt commitments. So here's the breakdown. EchoStar is handing over its licenses for the AWS-4 and H-Block spectrum bands. These are part of the U.S. wireless airwaves, scarce frequencies that carriers and satellite companies fight hard to control. SpaceX will also get 50 megahertz of exclusive S-band spectrum in the U.S., along with global mobile satellite service rights. That last part is important because it means SpaceX isn't just buying U.S. access, it's securing the ability to operate internationally. And finally, SpaceX agreed to cover $2 billion in debt payments on EchoStar's behalf, stretching out through 2027. If you put it all together, you have one of the biggest spectrum deals we've ever seen. And you might be asking, hey Mike, why does this even matter? Well, spectrum deals aren't like buying more rockets or building more satellites. Those are things SpaceX can manufacture. Spectrum, on the other hand, is finite. Governments regulate it, they auction it, and once it's in use, there isn't any more to go around. So what SpaceX just did is buy itself a massive long-term advantage in the race to deliver satellite-powered wireless service. This isn't a short-term play. This is a bet on the next, say, 10, 20, heck, even 30 years of connectivity. And here's where this deal gets more interesting, in my opinion. It didn't happen in a vacuum. EchoStar has been under pressure with FCC scrutiny and debt piling up. For them, selling off spectrum and partnering with SpaceX, it's a way to survive. For SpaceX, it's a way to lock in spectrum assets that would have cost far more if they came up for auction again. So what we're looking at here isn't just another Musk headline. Spectrum is one of those invisible technologies that quietly controls how we all connect. Every wireless signal, from your phone to your Wi-Fi to GPS, travels on a slice of spectrum. And there's only so much of it to go around. Think of it kind of like real estate. Once governments allocate a piece of spectrum and auction it off, that's it. Companies spend billions because controlling the right frequencies means controlling the ability to deliver coverage, speed, and reliability. Now, the spectrum SpaceX just acquired is particularly valuable. AWS-4 and H-Block fall in the mid-band range. This is often called the Goldilocks zone. It's wide enough to carry a lot of data, but low enough to cover long distances without needing a tower every few blocks. MSS Spectrum, or Mobile Satellite Service, was built with satellites in mind. It's designed to connect directly from space to devices on the ground. Together, these bands give SpaceX a toolkit that blends the best of both worlds, the reach of satellite with the performance of mobile broadband. So think about it. Today, if you're in rural Alberta, northern Ontario, or driving across the prairies, there are still massive gaps in service. Carriers don't always build towers where it isn't profitable. With spectrum like this, Starlink can fill those gaps from orbit. It's not just about rural coverage either. In natural disasters, when towers fail, satellites could keep phones online. And long term, this opens the door to global roaming without borders. Your phone could stay connected anywhere, without juggling SIM cards or racking up insane fees. So while it may sound like alphabet soup, AWS-4, H-Block, MSS, the real takeaway is this. Spectrum is the scarce foundational resource that decides who gets to deliver the future of wireless. And now, SpaceX owns a lot more of it. Let's delve deeper into what SpaceX can actually do with this spectrum. The answer is something that could fundamentally change how we think about mobile service, that is, direct to cell. Today, Starlink is already serving millions of customers in more than 100 countries. But to get connected, you need special hardware. That white pizza box dish and a clear view of the sky. It works, but it's not exactly pocket-friendly. Direct-to-cell flips that model on its head. Instead of needing extra equipment, your existing smartphone could connect directly to a Starlink satellite overhead. No dish, no bulky gear, just your phone. This could be a game changer in some major ways. It provides coverage anywhere. Imagine driving across Saskatchewan, hiking in the Rockies, or sailing off the coast of BC, and never once seeing no service on your screen. It provides disaster resilience. When cell towers go down during an East Coast hurricane, a mid-country wildfire, or a West Coast earthquake, satellites can keep people connected when it matters the most. Global simplicity. Travelers wouldn't need to swap SIM cards or pay outrageous roaming fees. In theory, your phone could stay connected seamlessly no matter where you are in the world. Now, to be fair, none of this is science fiction, but it's not quite plug and play either. There are some challenges. The service would most likely start small. Things like basic text messaging, emergency alerts, and low bandwidth data. The real leap later would be streaming video or high-speed internet direct to your phone. This would undoubtedly take more satellites, better ground infrastructure, and updates to handsets. And yes, regulators will have a say before this gets rolled out at any scale. But SpaceX isn't starting from zero either. They've already announced a partnership with T-Mobile in the US to test the service. Early demos showed ordinary smartphones connecting to satellites without any special modifications. That's a proof point. This technology works. When you combine that with the spectrum haul from EchoStar, suddenly SpaceX has both the technology and the legal right to deliver direct-to-cell at scale. That's why this $17 billion deal matters so much. It's not just buying airwaves, it's buying the keys to the next generation of mobile connectivity. If you're one of the big telecom carriers, this deal should have you paying very close attention. For decades, companies in the US like AT&T, Verizon, or in Canada like Rogers and Bell have built their businesses on towers, fiber, and spectrum auctions. They've poured billions into infrastructure, lobbying regulators, and locking down spectrum licenses. The result? They control who gets coverage, at what price, and where the dead zones are. Now, along comes SpaceX with a model that skips most of that. No new towers, no long fiber runs, just satellites in low Earth orbit connecting directly to phones. If it works, SpaceX could offer coverage in places telcos have ignored for years. Rural towns, highways, remote communities without having to justify the return on investment. That's bad news for carriers who've used those gaps as a reason to say, sorry, you're not profitable enough. And it doesn't stop at rural coverage. Direct-to-cell has the potential to chip away at urban markets too. Imagine if your phone could flip seamlessly between a cell tower and a Starlink satellite without you even noticing. You'd suddenly have more choice about who provides your service. Carriers lose leverage when customers have an alternative path to connect. It's not just telcos who need to watch out. Cloud giants like Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud have been busy cozying up to the carriers, offering edge computing and 5G infrastructure to power the next wave of mobile services. If SpaceX can own both the spectrum and the satellites, they're not just another customer of cloud, they could become a competitor in delivering the backbone of global connectivity. And then there's the smaller satellite players. Companies like AST Space Mobile and Lynx Global have been working on direct-to-phone satellite systems for years. They've done impressive demos, but they don't have thousands of satellites already in orbit. SpaceX does. And now SpaceX has a spectrum to make it legal and scalable. That leapfrogs them way ahead. So let's be clear. This isn't just a big spectrum deal. It's a shot across the bow at multiple industries. Telecom, cloud, and even other satellite startups. And the ones who should be most nervous? The telcos who have spent decades assuming they owned the customer relationship. This Starlink EchoStar deal is an industry-wide wake-up call. Now, before we crown SpaceX the winner of the wireless wars, let's talk about the challenges. Because as ambitious as this deal is, there are some real hurdles to clear. After some thought, I've come up with five challenges that SpaceX will need to focus on. The first being regulation. Spectrum deals aren't simple transactions. They get scrutinized by the FCC in the US and other regulators worldwide. Governments don't like concentrated power over something as essential as spectrum. SpaceX will need approval, and you can bet the traditional carriers will push back hard. Lobbyists are already sharpening their arguments. Secondly, the debt. SpaceX isn't just buying spectrum. It's also agreeing to cover EchoStar's interest payments to the tune of about $2 billion over the next few years. SpaceX is well-funded. But let's not forget, they're running multiple capital-hungry businesses at once. Rockets, Starlink, Starship, Mars ambitions, and now this. Cash flow is always going to be a factor. Third is the technology itself. Connecting a smartphone to a satellite sounds relatively simple, but it's an engineering nightmare. Satellites move fast across the sky. Phones have small antennas designed for towers, not objects orbiting 500 kilometers overhead. Latency, handoffs between satellites, interference with terrestrial networks, these are all problems SpaceX will have to solve at scale. And let's not forget about the user experience. The first version of direct-to-cell won't be blazing fast 5G. I'm guessing that early deployment will likely be limited to probably text messages and emergency alerts. That's valuable, but it's a far cry from streaming YouTube or running Zoom calls from a mountain trail. It could take years before the service feels like a true alternative to your carrier. And finally, there's competition and timing. Other companies are not standing still. AST Space Mobile has already shown live video calls over satellites using unmodified smartphones. Lynx Global has run early texting trials. Even Apple has dipped their toes in with emergency SOS via satellite on the iPhone. And who knows what they're about to announce tomorrow, Tuesday, September 9th. SpaceX has a massive advantage with its satellite fleet, but it's not guaranteed they'll be first to market with a polished product. So, yes, SpaceX has the money, the satellites, and now the spectrum. But the road to delivering a smooth, reliable, and affordable direct-to-cell service is long and filled with obstacles. That said, if there's one company with a track record of tackling impossible problems, it's SpaceX. Reusable rockets were once a fantasy. Now, they're routine. That's the reason people are paying attention, because they have pulled this off before. I like to gamble every now and then. I don't think I would ever bet against Elon Musk. What SpaceX just did isn't about solving today's dropped calls or patchy coverage. It's about planting a flag in the future of wireless. For over a century, our communications infrastructure has followed the same model. Build towers, run cables, and expand one region at a time. This deal is a signal that the next chapter could be written in orbit. Instead of thinking about networks as something local, tied to your carrier, your geography, or your country, imagine a network that starts above the clouds and looks down on the whole planet at once. That is what this $17 billion move is all about. It's SpaceX saying, we don't just want to beam internet to a dish on your roof. We want to own the airwaves that connect every phone on Earth. And if they pull it off, the implications ripple far beyond better bars on your screen. It could redefine who the real gatekeepers of connectivity are. It could reshape competition, not just for telecoms, but for cloud companies, hardware makers, even governments. And whether you're in downtown Toronto or the middle of Alaska, that shift touches you, because connectivity is no longer a luxury. It's as essential as electricity and clean water. That's why this story matters. It's not just about Elon Musk or spectrum licenses. It's about the foundation of the next era of global communication. And I think that's where we'll leave this today. A $17 billion spectrum deal that could push SpaceX from the business of rockets and satellites into the heart of the wireless industry. It's bold, it's risky, and it has the potential to reshape how the world connects. Thank you for listening to Tech It For Me. I'm Mike Madole, and remember, if it feels like tech is moving fast, that's really because it is. Until next time.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.